This is Matt and Myron, the podcast.
Sunday morning here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. The Magic and the Cavs, Game 7, will immediately follow this show. 12:30 pregame, games at 1. Exciting Game 7 is here. We've gotten ready for it all day. We've also been talking about the Derby, and we've played this game, which has been very good, which is, what are your questions about horse racing? Because a lot of people don't know anything about it. Myron's learned a lot about it. We got some folks on the phone with questions and some answers. But before we get to that, another thing that happened last night we haven't mentioned is there was a big boxing fight. Canelo versus someone else. I'm not sure who. Canelo won.
Jaime Munguia. Jaime Munguia.
Okay. Jaime Munguia and Canelo. Canelo won. Myron, yeah. You're my official people punching people in the face guru. Should I care about this at all?
Yeah, I mean, Canelo's the biggest boxer in the sport, and that was billed as the biggest fight in Mexican boxing history in terms of two Mexicans fighting each other on a big stage. So, yeah, it's a big fight. I mean, Munguia did a good job, but Canelo's just too good, and he's one of the greatest fighters of our time, and, you know, he'll go on to do bigger fights in the future. There's a guy.
The case, Canelo, I can never tell with boxing. I can't keep it track. Is he one of the greats that is still in his prime, or is he at the tail end of his career?
Yeah, he's probably not in his prime anymore, maybe at the end of it, but he's still really, really good. But there's a guy that a lot of people think he's dodging, David Benavidez, who people have been wanting him to fight. He hasn't wanted to fight him.
Forget about a lot of people. Do you think he's dodging him?
I mean, he's not going to him, but I hope that changes in his next fight. And then Terrence Crawford, who's a champion that a lot of people know him, he hopes to fight him at some point too. So what I love about Canelo, Matt, is he fights everybody for the most part.
Like, but you just said he was Floyd, dodging Mayweather. David, whatever. Well,
but he says he's going to fight him his next fight. So we'll see if that happens. But he has taken on the best that people have had to offer.
All right, well, I knew it was a fight that people cared about because people were calling, you know, I judge this by people where they call my bar and say they wanted to see it, and they were for that one. And so I always like when there's like a subculture of sports in America that nobody realizes, and I do think Canelo fights are like that for like Hispanic Americans in the U.S. They love those fights, the Canelo fights, and I don't think a lot of fans even know they're happening.
Yeah, no, I think Canelo's just bigger than the sport. You know what I mean? Like, and he fights, you know, every Cinco de Mayo, every Mexican Independence Day. So, I mean, he's pretty steady about his two fights a year. Huge, obviously, Mexican fan base, but really global fan base because he's been the face of the sport. I just love the fact that he enjoys the moment. He takes on the biggest fights, and I hope he continues to do that.
Sunday morning here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Tony is in Florida. Tony, what do you got?
I called to talk about the horse racing. A couple of things, guys. One, I love the show. Two, yes, the horses know they are racing. You can see it. You can sense. You can see the ones that sense it.
And what do you mean? You say that hang on. You said that with confidence. You're just like saying
what you mean,
that,
what you
like
mean,
for sure.
Man.
But how do you know that?
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I can see it. Watch.
What do you mean you can see it? That's not an explanation. You got to tell me what you're
seeing.
What can you see?
I'm about to. If you let me. If you let me finish.
Go ahead.
Okay. Affirmed in Idar, 1977 Triple Crown. They finished first and second all three races. You want to tell me about the third race of the Triple Crown?
But that's not an explanation. You just gave me the results.
Wait a minute. They had beef with each other, big time.
Wait, you think this is Tupac and Biggie in horse racing? Yeah, like they don't like each other?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like
that's what I'm saying.
Like
I like it. I like the fact that you are convinced based on a horse race in 1977 that horses don't like each other. Tony, you're my man. Thank you for listening.
I appreciate a man who can come on, and I do this sometimes, and just say stuff and hope it lands. You know what I mean? I respect that.
By the way, here's a little horse racing fact. He mentioned Affirmed Alley Dog. You know, Secretariat, a lot of people know, has the fastest derby of all time. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
You know what the second fastest derby of all time is?
What?
The horse that came in second
sham in that race.
Wow.
That's how fast Secretariat was. He was so fast that the guy, the horse chasing him, is the second fastest horse of all time.
I mean, I saw that Secretariat would have finished 4 seconds ahead of yesterday's horses, which is crazy.
That's another interesting thing. Why is horse racing the only sport in America where people have, or horses have gotten slower? You know, if you think about track, swimming, every sport, every world record is broken recently. Horse racing, the horses today are, for the most part, slower than they used to be. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Yep.
I don't really know. Let's go to Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey guys, how are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. So here's the deal. With as far as like the horse racing stud fees, et cetera, so if you're a local horse and you can win, so I'm based out of North Carolina. We have a horse farm. And, you know, as far as like the horses we have come in, if you've got a consistent winner, you can warrant $30,000 to $50,000 for a stud fee.
Okay, so, Ryan, hang on a second, Myron. That means $30,000 to $50,000 for one night rendezvous, right? That's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's just a date, right?
It's a date.
Okay. It gets better. So if you can tie the caveat of it being a Kentucky Derby winner, you're looking at $100,000 for stud fee.
Oh, wow.
Then if you can win two rounds, 100 went easily. Because what you're turning around and doing is you're turning around and saying, this racehorse that I'm bringing to your track in New Jersey, in Virginia, in Maryland, whatnot, this is a descendant of a Kentucky Derby winner. They turn around and use that in, you know, in promotion for their event, and you're cut for that event, regardless of where their horse finishes, is that much more.
Yeah. So 100,000. So let me ask you, like, the best horse, like Gun Runner, is the horse that like produces the, I think, the best horses right now. How much does he go for an evening?
250,000. $250,000. No, and I'm dead serious.
What?
I'm dead serious. Because
for a maybe,
people are using this. The people are using this money to promote their horse.
No, I understand that. That makes sense. $250,000.
I thought I had some expensive dates. Jeez.
Exactly. So, like, there's a horse, Myron, called Gun Runner. That's probably maybe the biggest horse in terms of, it's the biggest stud out there, right? Gun Runner's the horse walking around. It's the Leo DiCaprio of horses, right?
This is.
And it now, apparently, $200,000 to $250,000, Myron.
For a maybe, a possibility. I will say, this sounds like some pimping stuff a little bit, you know, like. You know what I mean? It sounds a little bit like some pimping, you know? And I'm just saying.
You don't feel right about it.
I mean, 250, the horse ain't getting nothing, you know, other than a steak, probably.
The horse.
Well, I'm just saying, man. But 250 is a crazier number than I could have ever thought. That was in. So that's why, I don't know if people have done this, Matt. If you drive from Lexington to Louisville, I do that, you know, when I come into town.
Horses everywhere.
And you see all those horse farms.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, you should drive that if you ever go to Kentucky, because you see the money in this stuff that you wouldn't realize unless you drove that.
Oh, it's,
now it makes a lot more sense to me.
They call horse racing the sport of kings. Now, it's hard to make money, but the people that have the money make a lot of money. Right,
but it's stud fee money, right? Is that what I'm to assume?
The races are outside of like the Derby and one or two more. They're just setups for the stud fees. The money is, that's why these horses all retire real quick, because they're worth so much money they don't want to screw it up, right? So that's why they retire so quick.
So the Derby is one big player's ball, basically. Essentially.
A little bit. Sounds. Ali in it Chicago. Like, we'll get you, let you have the last word. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Gun Runner, in fact, does go for $250 a shot. That's correct. There was a horse named Stormcat back in the 90s was going for $500,000 a shot. And then he would cover two mares a day, and they would do it throughout the spring is when they're in season. And another fun fact is, So when they do this breeding, they'll bring a mare in to see Stormcat or Gunrunner, you know, and they got to make sure that the mare's in the mood. So they'll bring in what they call as a teaser horse.
I've seen
and
that.
And the teaser horse will. You've heard of that? Yeah,
they bring I've been to it. I've been there, and I see it. They bring somebody in there to kind of do the initial stuff.
A horse?
a teaser horse, yeah. So they put like a...
Are we allowed to talk about this? Like, I feel like we're getting to a point where maybe
this
we might
sports.
Be breaking some
this
SEC
is, Myron,
rules.
This okay. is sports, okay? This is okay. ultimately yeah, sports. Sports, yes.
What's the teaser horse doing?
So they'll bring the teaser horse to get the mare in the mood because... If they just bring in...
Yeah, we don't have to go into details. We get it. We get it. We get that part. So they bring the teaser horse in and then go ahead.
Yeah, so then they have like a tarp over him so he doesn't get to her, you know, and then when they realize she's in the mood, then they'll bring in the expensive sire because if they just bring the sire, the expensive sire in and she's not in the mood, she could kick him and hurt him. So they don't want that to happen for their, you know, Gunrunner in this case or Stormcat back then and
So this is the sport, the champ. When you watch, and I appreciate the call, when you watch the Derby, you now know, Myron, and you'll know this before the Preakness, how the sausage was made.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I feel like I know too much about horses. Coming into the show, I didn't know enough, and I can admit that. But now I'm to the point where I said, you know what? I didn't really have to know all of that.
Well,
you know, it felt like it was forced upon me to know some of these things that I know and I've learned in the last hour.
This education is brought to you by the ESPN Entertainment and Educational Network.
500,000.
We are going to tie. We're going to look at all the events coming today. It is time for us to take our pick of who's going to win and what they're going to win. That's next here on Sunday morning on ESPN.
Matt and Myron, the podcast.
y'all crazy, man.
We've
y'all
learned a lot
chill.
Today on Sunday morning
Too
on
much.
ESPN Radio.
Too much.
See, you're not going to get this on the other shows. I'm just telling you. Like, no other sports radio show is going to teach you about horse racing love like
I
here.
Do. You I know too much.
Now you do. Tune in to baseball action tonight. Phillies and the Giants. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and 7 Eastern on ESPN. A lot of games today. We got to pick them. It's time to take your pick. Mikey, you let us know what's first.
All right, let's start in the NBA. 1 o'clock on ABC, Game 7, Magic at the Cavs.
And ESPN Radio.
And ESPN Radio, correct.
I'm going to take the Cavs. I think they're a little more experienced. Obviously, they lost last year in the first round, but they're at home. Home teams won pretty much every game in this series. I think they do it again today. I'll take the Cavs at home.
I feel like this is a coming out party for Paulo Banchero, man, and just what he's been able to do. They got a lot of depth on that team. It's beyond Donovan Mitchell, who probably has to score 30-plus in order for Cleveland to win. I think Orlando gets the win here, man, and they advance to play the Celtics.
What's next?
All right, let's do a little hockey. 4 o'clock. This is the big one on ESPN. Game 1, Matt's Carolina Hurricanes versus all our New York Rangers.
I would say in the last – fourth of the season, the Carolina Hurricanes were probably the best team in hockey, but they have had a nemesis when they get to the playoffs, and it is the New York Rangers. They've beaten them out 3 of the last 4 years. That's the hump that Carolina's got to get over. I think if Carolina beats the Rangers, they'll win the cup. But this will be, if you're not a hockey fan, this is the series to watch of the playoffs. These are two of probably the three best teams in the league playing in the semifinals of the Eastern Conference. I'm going to take the Hurricanes to win today at home, but the series as a whole is going to be very good. Myron, one for you to watch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I like Carolina, I think, to win this. The Rangers, we know what the hype and buzz has been about them. I'm more of an Islanders guy. They get so much praise. I don't trust the Rangers' defense, and I think Carolina's just destined to go out and win the cup this year.
If you want to make a random hockey bet, take Sebastian Aho with a goal today. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it for the Hurricanes. I'm feeling Sebastian Aho gets a goal today. That's your little bet today from Uncle Matt. What's next?
All right, then later 7:30 tonight, you got another Game 7. This one in, of course, the hockey. You got the Vegas Golden Knights at the Dallas Stars.
Myron, Vegas has been great over the years. Myron Denver wants to go first, so I'll just go. Okay. Vegas and Dallas.
Oh, he didn't say my name. He didn't say
yeah,
he didn't
normally
say my
does name. Say right, the name, to be right. fair. I'm going to take Vegas. Yeah. They have more. They've been through a number of these situations the last few years, I'll take Vegas to win a game seven on the road.
Yeah, they can avoid the silly penalties. I think Vegas gets this done.
So you think Vegas has a lot of silly penalties?
Too much for my liking. I mean, I think you got to be disciplined at this stage. What I appreciate about Vegas is if you talk to Vegas people, that is their team, not the touristy Vegas, not the people who come in for the weekend, but actual Vegas people. They've really embraced that team, and I'm always going to root for them.
It is interesting. I wonder if this will change when baseball and if basketball comes. But Vegas hockey, in my opinion, is more beloved there than Vegas Raiders, right? Because it was the first team. And I do think locals feel a connection to the Vegas hockey team that I actually don't think they feel yet to the Raiders. It'll be interesting to see how that develops as more teams come into the Vegas area. What's next?
All right. How about let's go to the Diamond. Baseball, 4 o'clock. You got the Baltimore Orioles attempting to sweep, Matt, your Cincinnati Reds. Did you see that throw that Ellie had the other day?
Ellie's throw. Oh. I mean, first of all, do you believe, Myron, that was the fastest throw in the history of the baseball? Did you see that? They said he threw it 106 miles an hour.
I think he's the best player in baseball history. I mean, I think it's him.
Did you see that throw I'm talking
Babe
about?
Ruth.
Did you see that throw?
I didn't see the throw.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you? Honestly. If you didn't see
honestly,
it, it's fine.
But I don't know like 106, 104. I mean, I don't know. You know, it was fast. It was incredible, but.
Yeah. Well, the Reds, besides Ellie, have been stinking. They've lost 5 straight games. They can't hit. 5 guys in the starting lineup are out with injuries. I hate to say it, but I think the Orioles finished the sweep today in a game that's going to depress me. What about you, Myron?
I have been reading the power rankings, and I have seen the injuries for the Reds beyond your guy, who's the next Babe Ruth. But, yeah, I think the Orioles are going to get the job done.
Why are you so down on him? Ellie's the kind of dude you would love. You just don't like him that I like him. That annoys you, doesn't it? You just want to dislike him just out of spite.
No, it's not. It's just it's too much too soon. We crown people too early in sports. That's my whole thing. It's
but
not even
like,
Ellie. It's
he's got like the 3rd best batting average in the majors, and he's 22. Isn't that worth praising? He hasn't even played a full season yet.
He is next, I think, in Major League Baseball. I don't have anything against him. Honestly, we got to be slower across sports before we elevate people to this spot
if
they're the best.
Stat. He has the fastest throw from shortstop in the history of baseball. He has the fastest run on an inside the home run ballpark in the history of baseball. He's hit it 2nd farthest home run anywhere in baseball this season. So that's hitting, running, and fielding. How can you not love it?
Love to see him pitch.
Myron doesn't want to elevate him.
That's
put him on the mound. You want to impress me?
Did you just say elevate him like elevate?
I stole that actually from Eric here. So.
Okay, well, what a ridiculous pun you just had. Elevate him.
Because he didn't like it, he had to throw it on me, but he was going to take it if he did like it.
I like puns. I think it was funny. All right, what's next?
All right, how about Sunday night baseball? You got the Giants at the Phillies. Phillies looking to extend their 8-game home winning streak. Myron.
I'll go with the Phillies, I think, to win this one. Yeah, I mean, I like what they've been able to do so far this season.
What do you mean you like what? What does that mean, you like what they've been able to what do? What does that even mean?
But why do you laugh in the middle of my responses on baseball?
I like what they've been able to
do. What would you like me to say?
What does that even mean? What have they been able to do?
They're winning. I mean, that's what they've been able to do, man. They've been incredible. I mean, Alec Bohm with a National Player of the League, Player of the Week in the National League. I mean, I followed them. I know what they got going on.
All right,
I gave you a literal fact. I brought up a player who has just won National League Player of the Week. I bring that up. You laugh. I say I think I like what they're doing. You laugh. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to say?
The Phillies. They've won 8 straight since Bryce came back. Bryce Harper came back from paternal leave. He was on paternal leave, and they lost like 4 games. Meaning he comes back. They've won 8 straight. I will take the Phillies to win tonight and continue their winning streak. They might be the best team
so far. One more quick, then.
Baseball.
You got the Miami Grand Prix. Grand Prix. You got Max Verstappen or it. The field.
It's Maui's Max Verstappen. Right? They wins every race. That's why F1 stinks, Myron. He wins every race.
Yeah, that dude. I go with Max.
The Miami Grand Prix exists just for people to post Instagram photos from it. There's no other reason for that race to exist. Every influencer in America is in Miami going, oh, I love Max Verstappen, and whatever. All right, thank you folks very much for listening. I like what Myron's been doing. It's Monday morning on ESPN.
Thanks for listening to Matt and Myron, the podcast. You can listen to the show live every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Matt and Myron, the podcast.